Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
First and foremost, then whole world, I think is enough for me and my guest today. What do you think, Diana?
Absolutely. Hello, everybody.
Why I'm saying like that? Because everybody knows that mostly on Accent On, every Monday, Ilona Europa loves to bring guests that have very cool accents. And I love musicians. Everybody knows, hopefully, who listens to the radio, that I'm a singer-songwriter also. And then when I can capture somebody who just makes me excited, not because of an accent also, but somehow I find similarity with my past, then I'm like, I need to have her. Okay, and that's the day then I need to have her, and I have her in my studio. And even if I prefer, honestly, to have two guests who are sometimes fighting, sometimes they are funny, sometimes they just have different things to talk about, today I think this hour will belong to me and Diana. Okay, I want to pronunciate her name, and I got already slapped gently because I was saying wrongly, but I will try one more time, and Diana, you can slap me again. Okay, then I will say Diana Barash.
It's Diana Barash. Close enough.
Gosh, again, close. Everybody repeats. Diana
Barash.
Okay, seems like easy when you say Barash. Okay, well, how you pronunciate it? Can you spell this name?
The first name is spelled like Diana, D-I-A-N-A, and the last name is B-A-R-A-S-H.
Okay, you know, then when you look, it's just pretty easy. And we have, of course, a website on my page, LA Talk Radio, also will be having information and download from our interview, also on iTunes and Stitchers. We can find music and our cute conversation. And, of course, on Facebook, Accent On Facebook. I would like to say life is pretty excited because the music that we'll be listening to is just a very beautiful, sometimes very calming, sometimes takes us into this gorgeous sound of your voice that I think a lot of Eastern European people, they are bringing with them to the studio. The sound that is so familiar to me, also so nostalgic and so beautiful and so, like, in a way, retrospective to what makes me loving my place of birth. Also, just unusually beautiful, I think, in America. I need to know a little bit more about you. And obviously, I have the short information, very short, that I try to snoop around and find more information about Diana. But now she's stuck to just explain us who she is, how long she's in LA, and a little bit rewind your bio. Could you do this for us?
Sure. I was born in Moldova, former USSR. And when I was about 9, I left.
And but not alone.
No, I left with my parents, and I immigrated to Israel.
Yeah.
And I lived there for a few years, about 7. And then I came to beautiful City of Angels.
And you were like 15, 16?
When I came here? Yeah, I was about 16,
16 years old girl. And did you like it?
It was a culture shock. You know, my English was not that great. I mean, I studied it in school, but I learned and I could understand, but it was very hard to speak.
Yeah, you see, so it took a while.
It's like, I would meet people and they would talk to me. I'm like, yeah, keep talking, yeah. But I'm not responding.
Yeah, I was the same way. And we have this funky feeling about ourselves that we think like we're supposed to be very smart and give smart answers back. And this always withholds me a little bit back. You know, I'm like, oh gosh, people will think I'm not smart because I cannot form a nice sentence. But then after a while, I found out that Americans are so welcoming. They just want to, if they like you, that's they really true. Want to know more about you. They don't care that you barely speak, because I really, when I came here, I mostly was only singing in English, and half of words I had no idea what I was saying.
Yeah, I just like grammar and I like to speak correctly. So that's your problem. Why it took me a while to talk.
Okay, then I don't speak correctly, and good, because you said correctly. Everybody would say correct, but correctly. And I'm learning how, you know, every day is like just new discovery. Oh gosh, that's what is the right pronunciation. Oh gosh, especially my friends, sometimes they're so sweet that they don't want to change anything about me. And I'm saying very funky words. And I'm like, what did you say? I'm like, no, you know. And I'm saying, no, Ilona, it's got nothing to do with what you are saying. I'm like, oh, gosh. Then, you know, I'm learning. But I didn't go to any schools. I just learn English every day.
By ear, right?
Mm-hmm.
By that was tough. Musical ear.
Yeah, and then, you know, when I start laughing at some jokes, like Leno jokes or something, I'm like, right. Whoa, I'm close to understanding the language. Because I think when you start laughing at jokes, you feel like you belong.
You know the language, correct? That's what they say, yeah. If you understand the jokes, you know the language.
Okay, now we are 15. Now you are in LA and you have this cultural shock. But I think, is it positive or a little bit negative?
It's both. I had like a little bit of close family here, but then I had to make new friends.
That's always hard.
And everything was brand new. Oh. And, you know, LA, nobody walks because everything is long distances, yeah. So you're kind of stuck.
What school did you go to?
I went to Fairfax High.
Fairfax High. And then did you continue education?
Yes. I have a master's. I studied music. I studied psychology. I studied fashion. So, yes, I have a master's in psychology.
That's beautiful. Are you still practicing? Are you practicing?
No, I'm not.
Because
practicing.
I need one. I need a doctor. Now you are my friend, and you know what? We can talk about my issues. I got a lot of them.
No, you know, just with friends, but now it's purely music.
Oh,
music,
that's beautiful.
And some fashion styling, etc.
I need to share something sad, can I, with
Absolutely.
My people? Yesterday.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Your doggy.
I know. I need
that
to.
That is very sad.
Really, 15 years. I had my beautiful Schnauzer, you know. Now, for the last 3 years, this only me, Schnauzer, a Porsche, which she's a multi-shih tzu, beautiful, white, tiny, 3 years old dog who really was guiding my blind Schnauzer. And now we decided yesterday that this is time to just say bye to my doggy. And I was a very unusual situation now when I know that you are a doctor and you can probably give me some strength, because I don't know why 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 5 weeks ago, I knew the time is coming, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I was, you know, carrying him on my hands, pee and poo outside the house.
It's
he couldn't
hard.
Walk. But something happened yesterday, like around 7 or 8, you know. Yeah. He was really, I saw he's getting so weak. And I was just so calm. And I called to my daughter. She was studying in one of the bookstores. And I'm like, sweetie, can you come? I think it's time to just put our dog down. And she started crying. She said, Mommy, I think we need to do it, which I thought her reaction would be like, oh, Mommy, maybe after Christmas, after holidays,
it
after something.
It was the
something.
Right moment. I think God
do you think
was overlooking.
I never was so calm.
Yeah.
I never remember being calm. Mostly when I make crazy decisions, sad decision, I'm all over with emotions. This time I just picked up the phone, called to the doctor. They just took me right away, very beautiful animal hospital. And I couldn't believe how peacefully.
It's hard. It's a family member. I can totally relate to, because I had a dog too for like 10, 13 years. And
you needed to
I
do
was
the same.
Weeping when we had to put her to sleep as well.
Yeah.
I was weeping.
And then now I'm coming home, you know, I went back to home and my poor Portia, the beautiful 3 years old, I cannot make her to sleep on a bed of Max, yeah. Max's bed. She mm-hmm. sleeps next to and puts head only. Then, of course, I try to make picture in my head that that's because she misses him. Maybe it's not the reason. But fact
no, they
is...
they do. They feel it too. Animals feel
he
it
must,
too.
She mm-hmm. must feel it. It's just completely yeah. different. But, yeah, I want to say to people, because when time is right, I think we need to be strong for our animals too. Doctor said he really was very weak. He said, you really did right decision, you know, because some people mm-hmm. prolong this. And yeah. the poor animals, they really are
they
unhappy.
Suffer, yeah.
They suffer, you know, and that's and it was very peaceful, very... so fast, I couldn't even believe, but oh my
I
God.
I feel for you. I saw it yesterday and then I thought about you.
I cannot believe how many people respond because I have so many friends. And almost 90% of my friends had a chance to be around my doggies for 15 years, of course. And you know, I have a lot of students that I'm mm-hmm. coaching singing, and they all were growing up in a studio when he was there and coming. He knew when his 1 hour lesson, go away, children. He was coming, knocking to door, and I'm like, hey, my schnauzer said is enough. Bye. See you next week. Which is the cutest things ever. But yeah, and this people who are 7, 20 now, maybe 11 or 12 when I was teaching them, they write me this life is beautiful. Yeah. I'm saying I'm very sad, but also I'm very strong, and I feel I'm so proud again of myself that mm-hmm. I made the decision, and my daughter didn't run away from this moment. She just came with me. She said, "Mommy, I'm driving. I'm coming. We'll be there together." We hold his beautiful face and kiss his, you know, forehead. And doctor was sweet, and we said just bye.
And you'll have the memories that you had for so many years. That's precious. That's nobody can take it away from you.
I know. Really, and you have a daughter too.
I have a beautiful daughter, yes.
She's 15, yes.
She's 15.
This is the time when you were in L.A.
Yes, and she's an amazing singer-songwriter.
Wow, no, next time you will be bringing her here.
Absolutely. Well, we just recorded her first time in a studio. I took her to my studio. She recorded her song.
Is she writing too?
She's an unbelievable writer, yes.
Then she wrote her own.
Very deep.
What is her name?
Vivienne.
Oh, beautiful. That's the bestest name for me, because my the bestest friends in the world, that's her name, Vivienne.
Yeah, Vivienne Raquel.
I love it, Raquel. Beautiful, Vivienne Raquel.
Yes, so we're going to put it on, she wanted to put it on iTunes.
Of course.
So we're going to do it probably tomorrow, day after tomorrow.
Oh, that's I cannot wait to have both of you.
Yes, that would be amazing.
Now, we know that you are also married. Is your husband related to music?
Absolutely not. He's a physician. He's
lucky
a medical
you.
Doctor, and not at all.
Oh, that's beautiful. But two artists in home, poor man.
Yeah, it can be
overwhelming.
Can be challenging.
Yeah, because we are dreamers. We always see the next things in front of us, and we build a beautiful picture for next concert, for next clothing, because you are all about fashion also.
Yes.
It's really nice to know you, because I think you have a lot of things going on in your head, in your mind, and you are not
always.
Gosh, look at you, doctor, and you are a singer-songwriter.
Not doctor, but I have a master's in
To me, is a doctor.
People,
she's a doctor. She can talk to me very calmly. She makes me feel calm inside. I like that. Okay, let's maybe play some music, because I think that's the reason why we are here.
Yes.
We have four beautiful songs, probably, and maybe, why did you call this song "He Is Not You"? And it's the longest
good
one.
Good question.
It's 6 minutes, 34 seconds. I will need to fade out a little bit, because we want to play more. Why did you give this title?
You know, it just comes to me. It just God sends me information, and I put it down on paper, and just the lyrics shape themselves to that. And then I'm like looking for a punchline, trying different things, and he's not you.
Okay. My ex-husband always said it when I wrote sad song, is this about me? He always said, is this about me? I'm like, no. Then now you describe the same situation. It's just shaping in our heads.
Exactly.
And you don't know what. Okay. It's nothing personal.
That's
guys,
right.
He's not you. Okay. Let's listen to the song.
Morning, Day in paradise. like you. No.
I hope people understand that this song was more than 6 minutes, and to me, went like 1 minute. Just beautiful, elegant ballad, jazzy, little chill, electronica at the best, with live gorgeous. Somebody plays beautiful piano. Who is this person?
My producer is a great keyboard player, Ed Roth.
Hi, Ed. We love it. Oh my God, it's one of those moods, you know, that you can drive in a car and love it. You can be alone in a home with a glass of milk or whatever
or
people
wine,
like to drink,
or
wine or champagne, or not alone and also beautiful and have your doggy on your lap or not. It's one of those songs that just warms you up, I think. That's why I couldn't stop it.
Thank you, Luna. I appreciate it.
Yes. Okay, I loved it a lot. I really did. Okay, your voice is beautiful.
Thank you.
I love low color voice, of course. I'm alto too, but you're a smooth operator. Me likey. Okay, we have 3 more songs, then I'm not worried because we'll be talking a little bit more about each of one. But I want to know more about you still. People need to know more about you. 15, 16, 17, yes, you were studying, you are in college, you think that maybe you'll be the normal one and you'll be psychological doctor? Or
no,
you
actually,
have your, did you have this in mind? That you'll be one day like having your own practice, or maybe you'll be having them?
It came later.
Okay.
I actually, since, you know, I'm not one of those that came to LA, it's like, let's see what I can do.
Career,
oh,
yeah.
It's a show business. I want to get into show business.
Yeah.
I danced and composed and sang since I started walking and talking.
Yeah.
So the music was always with me. And when I was about 6 or 7, I started studying classical piano.
Yeah.
And I always composed and I always wrote. And when I was about 20 or so, I was almost signed a couple of times. But you know how it is in this business.
You never know. Yeah.
It didn't work out, whatever it was, it didn't work out. And then I studied other things. I said,
yes,
you know, if music happens, but I can do other things. So then I studied psychology, I studied fashion, as I said. And then, you know, a few years ago, it just happened that I met my angels, my musical angels.
I understand.
And
it's always the inspiration.
Felt, yes.
Things are happening in life for a reason.
Yeah.
I really believe in that. I'm hoping that people also believe in this gorgeous moment, but somebody needs to know that that's it. Sometimes we have moments and we never pay attention. But
right.
Sometimes the right person comes and says, I can really, and people are afraid to start something new. I am very similar to you. If things are popped out in front of me and I have the good feeling about this, I'm just going
after
whatever it is the next that I want to do. And you said you had one angel, many angels? How many?
No, I had like 3 almost in a row.
Oh, wow. And this all happened at the same time?
It didn't happen at the same time.
Okay.
It didn't. But it just, I started writing again and then recording. And I thought I'll do a project because over the years, I've done lots of projects. I recorded lots of songs, but never an album.
Okay.
And this time, same thing. I started writing and recording, and then then one thing led into another, and I said, let me try and finish an album.
Mm-hmm.
And
your album name is?
A Miracle of Love.
And it's on iTunes?
Everything is on iTunes.
And yourself, of course, you release by yourself, yes? Self-release.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that. I think most of the world is doing music this way right now. And
I'm an independent artist, but you know what? I'm having fun. And also, you know, my lyrics and my music, you know, they tell stories and they're very profound. And I'm coming out with a new video.
Wow.
Yes, and that's going to be really exciting. It's about social media.
Interesting.
It's very interesting.
Do you think social media will have a future, bigger future, or they will die?
No, it looks like it's going to be bigger, yes.
You think so? I'm just hoping that people get tired a little bit of it. You know, I love the part of it because really I don't know you. I know you. Because I really felt before you came to the studio, we already had some cute stuff going on. You know, I saw you are very active. You really nice promotion for yourself. And thank you for that, too. And helps you, helps us. And people know more. I see the movement on a Facebook page, which makes me happy to see that somebody has not only talent, but brain also.
I did a lot of promotion. Usually I'm not that much on the social media because I'm too busy. But it just happened, like, I got into this promotion of the Grammy.
Yeah.
And I'm on the first ballot. I made it to the first ballot. It's almost impossible to get to the second one if you don't have a record company behind you. But I'm really, really happy.
Under what genre?
It was under pop.
Under pop?
Under, best pop vocal album, best composition. And,
A lot of people need to just believe in you to get you to this point.
It was my first time that I promoted, and
absolutely,
I didn't know a lot, so I think I'll be smarter next time.
I think you did very well. Good for you. And the album was 2013-14? When did you finish
the album? The album came out in 2013. It took me 2-3 years in a studio,
of course,
to finishing. And then
how many tracks?
12 tracks.
Perfect. Okay. Next one we need to play. Now I'm choosing by titles. And another one, Live Your Life?
Yes.
I wanted to say Life
lyrics,
is Your Life, but, okay, tell me about that.
Well,
Live Your Life, no, that seems like that's what we give this advice to everybody. Come on, you need to live your life.
Right. But it's basically, don't follow anybody. Don't be a part of the herd. Be yourself. And if something is right, you know, stand up for, you know, express your opinion and be who you are. You know, because a lot of people, it's in the masses
they
and they
try
just
to
follow.
Please or follow.
And I'm a rebel, you know. Yeah. I'm for good causes and just promoting goodness and being the best you can. And spirituality helps.
Yes, you're right.
And it's a very empowering song about believing in yourself and doing
the
right
thing.
Gosh,
and I cannot fade out this one either, because now we really need to do until end of the song what you are talking about, because we know you can sing beautifully. And I heard this song before. way, huh? I love it.
Thank you so much.
Again, it's so elegant. Just very elegant music. I love it. I love it. I love it. And the line that stands out for me is Trust Tomorrow. I really like that. I really like. And it's like the tiny little angel that sits on your shoulder and just supposed to just remind us your hook. All of these great lines that you say, do this, do this, do this, and just trust yourself and just live your life. You know, that's a beautiful. Yeah, everybody can say, I heard this once or another, but that's in a very elegant, beautiful way. It was given to us back and again.
You
know, song went so fast. It's beautiful, interesting, and it's just
My hills and valleys, you know, it's like never boring, and it's like I don't stay in one place.
Yeah.
I run.
That's beautiful.
I explore. So that's why the song sometimes takes. They're like, why your songs are so long? Because I'm telling a story musically and lyrically.
And people need to just also, you know, calm down and stop a little bit. And if you enjoy something, say, smell the roses. But you know what? When you enjoy something, give yourself permission to have this moment for longer instead of, oh, I'm guilty of liking something now. Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. No, you like it? Calm down, listen. And very unusual music, you know, it's just very unusual, beautiful album. Again, title?
A Miracle of Love.
Gosh, woman, I love you. Okay, we have two more songs, but if you allowed me, I would also like to play one of my songs because people know that's my radio show and I'm promoting my own music, and this song is in radio promotion right now and was done in funky club dance genre, which that's what I like to do also to pick myself up, and seems like it's doing very, very well, and I hope soon we'll be charting and I will share this good news with people. For right now, second week on dance radio, Eternal Kiss by Ilona Europa, Club Junkies, UK, and again, Harry Towers, thank you so, so much for promoting the song. And DJs, thank you for liking. We'll be right back. Okay.
Nice, I like it.
Thank you, of course.
What a great dance song. Wow, great for a party.
I love to dance, and I never do. That's what he said. But I love singing this type of songs, and of course, big ballads. But like you say, we can do whatever we want to do, yes?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes. My new friend. I want to share with my listeners one of beautiful emails that I just got yesterday. And it was just, hello, Jim Johnson. I hope you are listening. Thank you so much for a beautiful email. And I can read a little, maybe two lines. Ilona, I just started listening to your show and I love it. I wanted to ask, where are you from and where have you lived? I'm fascinating with accents, so I was curious about the details of your backgrounds. Looking forward to listening more. And thank you, Jim Johnson. Of course, I'm from Poland and I can, and probably will be talking on the phone soon. And I can explain you a lot and answer your questions. Why I would love to do that? Because I see under Jim Johnson that he is a director of School of Theater and Dance, College of Liberal Arts and Social Science and University of Houston. And he has a lot of different beautiful titles, and he's also associate professor of voice and speech and dialects. Then I think he's just a perfect guest for our show. Then Jim Johnson, I'm sure you are listening, hopefully, and I will contact you and answer your email from yesterday for sure. And hopefully we'll be talking more about accents, because it seems like we are helping a lot of people to get rid of accents. I don't want to get rid of mine. I think it's cool. And I don't think so. Do you want to get rid of your accent? Sometimes, when we sing,
you know,
sometimes.
When I talk, yeah, it doesn't bother me, but I'd like it to be flawless in a song, so...
Yeah, but you know what?
No, it's me. It's me. It's who I am.
But I think the times are changing so much and people love the difference right now.
That is true.
Then I think you keep your accent, because the little tiny things, the elegance, the way how you say it, certain words, it's just beautiful. Then I love it and know people love it. Anyway, we have this one more song. One more song. And you say, save this world. Obvious, everybody says, she will give us another beautiful lesson. Yes, that's what you do in this one.
Yes. It's a message, you know, to, again, be your best, do the right thing, and save the world.
Do the right thing is so simple.
Yeah.
It's so simple. Is this not what we want to teach our children? Just if you do the right things, everybody knows what is right or wrong. I don't know why so many bad things happen around us when everybody knows. When they do something wrong, not right, not good. And it's so easy to save the world if we will do the right things.
We're trying to think if we everybody do a little bit, and it makes a big difference.
Okay, we'll listen. Save the world. Save this world.
So loud. You're the bird that flies all night, waiting for the light. You're bringing into justice to all the kingdoms of the world. You're better all around you, trying to save the world.
Be proactive.
You're right. Do it now. Yeah. If you can do and help something somewhere in somebody's, you can save anything that you want.
Okay. And make the life. World, right?
Yeah. Again, beautiful. I couldn't stop it. Again, you know, goes so fast. This is like music that you want to play and play. Be surrounded by your music and it's just pleasurable. Very nice.
Thank you, Lana.
I don't know why another one is so short. The last song that you sent it to me. Why the Thunder of Your Heart is only 2 minutes?
2 minutes?
Until this. 2 minutes and 4 seconds.
No, that's not right.
What did they get from you?
No, there's something is wrong because it's supposed to be also like 5 minutes.
Boo. Okay, now I'm afraid to push the button. But if we'll have very fast, that means the Thunder of Heart is just gone. And what does this mean? That you need to come back and bring us the longer version.
You got it.
Must be reason in life for everything. I think we need to say thank you to a few people. I think maybe that just help you to be so excellent and, again, elegant and beautiful, and just let you do what you are doing the best, composing, giving people a little bit advice. How to live life in simple but beautiful
empowering,
way.
Empowering, yes.
Empowering, we all need this tiny little angel on the shoulder who tells us what to do right and just say, everything will be okay, just do your part.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who do we want to say thank you?
Well, my family that puts up with me when I'm doing long hours in the studio.
Yeah.
My husband Gabriel, my daughter Vivi. And my musical angels are Sunny Paxson. She's my arranger and also co-writer on certain songs. And then I have two producers. One, I do the pop stuff and the slower stuff,
of course,
which is Ed Roth. And then my other producer is John Hakakian for the upcoming song. He's the producer.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you, everybody. Obviously, you know, it takes a village to raise children. It takes a village to create a great album.
Thank you.
And takes sometimes 3 years and sometimes even longer. I'm sure you're working on another one. I know video is coming you know, you will give us the information. We'll post and people can just see you and see what you want to visually and give it to us.
Good stuff is coming.
Good for you. Okay. And for everybody and for you too, happy holidays.
Thank you.
Okay. And we need to play the 2 minutes of the song until it's wrong. I'm hoping it's wrong and it's longer. You know what? That's live radio. I don't believe that. I don't know what's happened. I think in my home played nicely.
Something happened.
Okay, we'll check these things out. We'll fire people who deliver wrong things to us. Oh, no, we don't. But you know what? Again, I wish we can play this one. And please send me again, okay, MP3. And I'll be playing probably next Monday.
Sure.
Then, and before we'll say bye-bye, because we don't like to not finish song that we start, then maybe we'll play a little bit of which song? Live Your Life or Do You Want He's Not You? Which one a little bit? Then we'll fade out nicely. But I think we need to leave people with something of yours.
Yeah, how about He's Not You? Because a lot of people can relate to it.
That's so true. Thank you again. And your name is, with the right pronunciation?
Deanna Barish.
And that's where people can find you also, yes?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay, my engineer is screaming. We need to finish the song. Okay, everything went so fast. Live radio. Sorry, we'll be playing next time, and when you'll be back with your daughter, hopefully, Vivian
Absolutely.
Will be here.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.